This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's for those who want to be, right? Is that what we agreed to? 855-732-5563. Look, be part of just be part of it. Get informed, engaged, let us know what you think. Tell me where I'm wrong. I'm always good with that. Doesn't bother me at all. I don't lose any sleep over it. But I just started telling Kimberly before she hung up. You know, when you start looking, and now what's happening, now you're seeing the attacks on Elon Musk. And again, I'm not a big fan of his either. Right? And Jeff Bezos now he's launching a China conspiracy theory probe against Elon Musk. He thinks that if Elon gets the company, China will have more influence because he's so beholden to China. Right? I don't see how that happens. Really, I don't see how it happens. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're going to keep coming after him, and he's too stubborn. He's got too much money, and he's too stubborn for them to hurt him. And he's been down to the point where he's almost been broke a couple of times. I think we're all good with that. I mean, we all been there. We know it well, most of us do. Right? Right after the announcement that Musk was buying, all of a sudden Hollywood came out from under their rocks. Right? Seriously. The Meathead, remember him? He took to Twitter. He wrote, "Now that Elon Musk is buying Twitter, the question for all of us is, will he allow a criminal who uses his platform to lie, spread disinformation, to try to overthrow the U.S. government to return and continue his criminal activity? And if he does, how do we combat it?" Hey, Rob, Obama and Hillary are still on Twitter, last I checked. I just checked a few minutes ago. They're still there. And if you're talking about Trump, are we now too guilty until proven innocent? Is that what we've done? I'm just curious. And you got to love these people. You really do. Anyway, I always get a kick out of it. Wouldn't it be kind of cool too? Wouldn't it be funny if Musk shut down Twitter for 2 or 3 days? Really, I mean, people would be losing their crap over it, wouldn't it? The young people, especially because they're so used to talking on it, if you would. And he's getting all kinds of back and forth on it, right? Ice-T, he took to Twitter ahead of the announcement to show his support if the world's richest man bought Twitter. He went on to say it would be kind of dope if Musk bought Twitter, just shut it off. You know, after getting mixed feedback, he clarified his stance is not political. For the record, I'm not a left or right, red or the blue. He said, that's gangbang gang, if you, you know, he goes on to say. Anyway. Actor Simu Leo, I don't even know who these people are, took to Twitter following the news and wrote, was there nothing better to do with $44 billion? Yeah. Yeah, he did exactly what he should do with it. He's trying to bring back free speech. Now look, let's be clear about something here. Private companies don't have to allow you to have free speech. You understand that. I mean, really, for all intents and purposes. This is for the government not to squelch your free speech like they're trying to do. Ice Cube was another star rejoicing in Musk take over tweet. Free at last, he said. Take off my shadow ban, homie. Kim Kardashian's longtime friend Jonathan Chabon, I don't even know who that is, took to Twitter on Monday and said, Twitter about to pop the blank off. You know, finally we'll get the edit the tweet option, one person said. Now, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. On Monday, the company's board unanimously accepted Musk's offer, which frankly, I don't know how they couldn't. If he's making an offer at or above what the company is worth, he at least should put it out to the shareholders, right? They should have. But they didn't. I mean, lawsuits would have been flying. I think so, anyway. And then the Twitter independent board chairman, Brett Taylor, said the company conducted a thorough and comprehensive process to assess Musk's proposal. Now, we look at how much money we were all going to make, and we said, yay. That's right. Get this thing on the table. Let's go with this. That's what I mean. They won't admit to it. They all scream about, you know, they feel our pain, they understand the money thing. No, they don't. They have no clue. You know, former NFL player and philanthropist, Jack Brewer, he's demanding that host Joy Reid, or I like to refer to as Joyless Reid, apologize for her tweet claiming a photo of a young black boy attending an event where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed an anti-critical race theory bill is not telling you if you come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come on, at least try to get the groove. Can we still use that word today? Joe is in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Come on, make it your show. Bring in the questions. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Back at it again. Okay, you know, again, she always gets herself in trouble. Joyless Reed over at MSN. Doesn't she always look so mad? Right? Seriously, she always looks like she's bitten to an onion with a sprig of lemon. So Jack Brewer is demanding that she apologize. She claimed in her tweet there was a photo of a young black boy attending an event where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was. He signed the anti-critical race theory bill. Now, Brewer explained that the boys in the photo were students of the education and mentorship program that were there. So I read, mess with the wrong boys, Brewer told Fox News. Vax Fox, that he had, he has also retained legal counsel about potential defamation lawsuit. You cannot let these people get away with this anymore. You can't let them keep talking about this in this light. Reid had retweeted a message from Florida State Senator Shervin Jones on Friday. He attacked DeSantis for black children being photographed at the event where the governor signed the Stop Woke Bill. Why shouldn't they? This affects all kids positively. Doesn't matter what color. See, DeSantis didn't care what color you were. They do. Why are they calling out the color? Why does it have to be the black kids there who, if they cared so much about these black kids, and they don't, I can prove it from major city to major city, major city across the country when it comes to education. The black and Hispanic kids are get the short end of the stick every single time in the inner city. And don't give me it's a money thing, because it's not a money thing. So he had every right to be there. He's trying to make life better for them. And many, you know, isn't that a fun thing about it too? Many black and Hispanic people really do follow the conservative line of thinking. All right? And when they open and say their mouths, you guys pounded them, you beat them up. That's so wrong. She goes on to say, Joyless Reid, this misuse of black boys is tantamount to child abuse. I would really like to hear the backstory on these kids. Well, listen, Joy, you know, you've already got it in your head. They were probably whipped profusely. They probably held food away from them for the first few days, promised that they'd be able to see their parents again. They would stop whipping them and give them food if they showed up. What do you think? That fit your narrative? It's about right. People are crazy. I mean, they truly, well, actually, they're not crazy. They're hateful. They're totally, deeply, they're soulless, godless, hateful people. The kids in the program are part of the program Brewers founded, including the Serving Institute and the Heroes program, which fall under the umbrella of his organization. Now, Jack, I'm on board with him on this one 100,000%. He makes a statement that, you know, lack of strong family structure is what's causing poor performance in schools. He's right. And the leniency of the schools in many cases. He said, we're a faith-based program where we stand firm on the Word of God. Can't swear like that, can he? For people to be questioned, this is just a tragedy. And this is the problem with, you know, black America, he said. This is the problem with the underserved communities right here. Joy Reid is an example of the crisis going on in black America. Well, I agree with him. The biggest concern that we both have is just for the safety and protection of my kids in our program, he continues. We received several phone calls from parents, different people who are obviously getting calls and harassed by folks in regard to this crazy thing that Joy Reid did. Now, Reid updated her tweet over the weekend saying the sources inform her that the boys in a photo were from Miami Charter School and claimed that they may not have known why they were at the DeSantis event. Right. So you ask every kid? I mean, I don't understand. It's because of that governor and his strength for school choice, his mindset and strength about school choice, that allows those kids to have a great education. It allows the charter systems to flourish. Anyway, she posts, heard from a Florida source today, that these black boys who America's most racist government uses, wow, the most racist governor, uses, now coming from her, that's a badge to wear, let me tell you what. I mean, coming from the most racist black anchor that we know, she must know her own. She said, what is it? Uses props came from a Miami charter school. I won't use the name of the school to spare them from MAGA harassment and threats. Yes, because we know that'll happen. Which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And that they may not have known in advance why they were there. Right? God bless. Anyway, Brewer told Fox News that the boys in the photo knew exactly what they were there for. They had also supported DeSantis in the past, including earlier this month, when the governor signed a bill providing more than $70 million to support fatherhood. Oh, my God, I can't believe he spent that kind of money on fatherhood. You got to shore up. You got to support the family. You got to. It was explained to them on the bus. It was explained to them while they were there. Yeah. My kids don't identify with CRT because we don't believe in it, he said. We believe in our program that teaches the love of this country. Right? The love of God first. To love their neighbors as themselves. So the News Digital also spoke to an aunt at a guardian. Right? To one of the boys in the photo. She recounted that people are upset on behalf because they know that these kids have been taught to love, not hate. So a woman who's actually affiliated with this group was upset with Joy Reid because she doesn't know anything about this group. She didn't ask the kids. She doesn't know anything about the kids. I just think it's pretty outrageous that Joy Reid's thought process is that people can't have independent thinking about matters like CRT. Right? I mean, and it's true. They don't want you to think on your own. No. Right? You might question them with some real thoughts that they can't answer. Some real facts and issues they can't answer or can't refute. It's never ending with these people. It doesn't. And look at, you notice he's racist. Really? Why? Specifically, why? How does a bill or a law, whatever you want to call it, how does a bill that wants to keep K through third graders from having to deal with sexual orientation, right, gay, lesbian, whatever, sex marriage, how is that racist? Are only black people gay? Maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm kind of confused. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, I say, get involved before you get engaged, before you open your mouth. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be real. I want you to be part of the fight. You need to be part of the fight. We need more parents involved in the fight. But the real deal is please, please, please make sure you got it down. Okay? Make sure you got a, you got a lock on what it is that you're talking about. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and being part of the solution. All right. Still a lot going on. Still a lot that I want to talk about. You know, I love the fact that Hollywood's going out of their mind. I mean, like, eating themselves up over this Twitter thing. With Elon Musk. You know, I love to, and you know, you guys know me, there's no way around this. I love to make fun of these people that are just totally out of control, out of touch. Right? And it really doesn't matter. These people really, we're supposed to get in line with them. I mean, this is a joke I always told. You know, the TikTokers are having a field day. And the thing I always like to say, or I very much enjoy saying, I should say, is I love how they think that they could talk to us, and they could change the English language around, they could talk to us any way they want to, and we're just supposed to have to deal with it. Right? That's just the deal. Sorry. Get over yourselves. Well, I got news for them. No, it's not the deal. And no, we don't have to get over ourselves. You know, I used to say to my kids, they always like to joke around. Hey, Dad, you got like 10, you know, just some dinero there? And I go, no, actually, I don't. You speak to me in English. You speak to me in what we call our money. You want $10? Then you ask for $10. And then you're going to have to explain to me what it's for. Otherwise, I don't have what you're asking for. And I think we should do the same thing. So you want to officially change the English language, you speak the same language the rest of us do, or just stop talking. Really that simple. right? So take a listen. This person, I don't even know what she's saying. All right? And then she asks if we're willing to play along and notice this imaginary person that doesn't exist. Her and Joey B must be talking a lot, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Do you see this person next to me? E is my friend. C has had to put up with a lot to get to where Per is today. I just want to let Glint know that Fawn is valid, that verb pronouns are valid, and that Sarah identity is valid. I wish Void all the best and look forward to maybe even seeing some of their lovely content someday. Please, treat them with respect, and I'm sure A will respect you too.
Now, once you know something, she's talking about the same person.
Do you see this person?
Okay, no, really. There's no difference in the people she's talking about. So, let's do this one more time. Listen carefully. And I'll comment, as I normally do. The first thing she's going to say is, did you see the person next to me? And she's pointing to nobody. Then she says, E is my friend.
You see this person next to me? E is my friend. C is...
Right? And you're sitting there, okay, first thought is, who's E? Is that a name? Is that a... Oh, it's a pronoun. Got it. Okay. Now, apparently, pronouns can change as the conversations go forward, even if it's only one person involved. Which I find just totally, totally interesting. Don't you? So as the conversation is moving along, if I decided no longer want to be called E, now I want to be called the. That's exactly what she says here. Or they say here, or it says here.
Z has had to put up with a lot to get to where Per is today.
Okay. Z has had to put up with a lot to get where Per is today. Now, mind you, we're talking all about the same person. So it's like, you know, you see Joe standing next to me? He has been through this. He has been through that. He has put up a lot to where he's been today. They don't talk like that anymore. And then they wonder why you're confused. We're not confused. You're confused. We're trying to keep up with your confusion. See, you parents who let these kids do this, there's something wrong. They make absolutely no sense. You probably giggled and thought it was cute and didn't think they were actually going to keep doing it when they were in their late teens or early 20s. They get a kick out of being different. And then they bought into this. They totally believe it, right? Right, Z has been through a lot, to get where Per is today. Uh-huh. Okay.
I just want to let Glint know that Fawn...
I want to let Glint know. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet at all. That's a whole new one for me. I don't... God bless. Here we go.
Fawn is valid. That verb pronouns are valid.
We want to make sure that verb... Now it's ver, V-I-R. Pronouns are valid. So we want to make sure that you know that this is all the same person she's talking about. I'm just enjoying this too much. I'm sorry. Just bear with me.
And that Sarah identity.
And that Sarah, not there. Some people thought she was saying there. No, she's saying and that Sarah. S-E-I-R. I don't know what it means. I really don't. And that Sarah's identity is valid. Who said they weren't valid? Who said they weren't real people?
D is valid. I wish...
Now, this is a good one. I wish Void all the best. Do they understand that Void... Means like to wipe them out? Listen.
Void all the best, and look forward to maybe even seeing some of their lovely content.
All right, and again, she changes the pronoun again. And I look forward to seeing some of my Zier lovely content someday.
Someday. Please.
Please treat Vern, no. Is that Vern? Them. Please treat them, not them, not her, not him. Please treat them with respect.
Treat them with respect, and I'm sure A will...
And I'm sure A will respect you too. No, please, no. I don't know how many people, you know, maybe I'm looking at the one that's possessed by, what, a dozen different people? But I don't get this at all. And normality doesn't get this at all. The normal way of thinking and working your brain doesn't get this at all. I mean, seriously. It's 855 Real Joe. We needed some comic relief, right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. And I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting me, and being part of the conversation. You know, the story about Jack Brewer goes on in another piece. And I 100% agree with him. We'll deal with it more on the other side of the break. But he goes on to talk about the lack of strong family structure. And that's a big part of what causes poor school and performance in school. Now, I see it in my seat. I see it with others in their, you know, with their kids. And seriously, if we don't start upholding family values, if we don't start, yes, some of you go, so I suppose you mean traditional values. Yeah, actually I do. All right? Mom, dad, two kids, the dog, white picket fence, whole nine yards. All right? And the kids don't get to do anything they want to do. They have to have boundaries. Kids don't get to go down at an early age, down the mindset that they can easily change their genders because it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. And it isn't a big deal because my head says it, because God says it in this conversation. Take it from a chemical standpoint. Take it from your body growing and trying to form itself, if you would. Y'all talk about science and Mother Nature. Well, you know, Mother Nature made it. And just because you think it's something else doesn't mean it is. I'll deal a little bit with that, too, in the next hour. We'll talk more about family structure after the break. Don't go far.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back. Golden TV, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. I love when you are involved, engaged, you know, conversing up in the chat room, sending me emails. That are always good too. You know, just remember, you know, I don't always get to them. It's not because I don't like what you had to say or I'm ignoring you, but because I just can't get to them all. You know, remember, we're doing a live show here. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5560. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. That's a big deal. Okay? And really, truly, do get involved. Get informed and then get involved. It's the best thing you can do. All right. Back at it. Okay. I love this. I love the whole, you know, the Democrats right now are going out of their minds here. They really can't figure out what to do because they're losing grip. They don't have the power they used to have because truly the minorities that they had a hard hold on are now saying, hey, you may not be doing too well for us. We had it better under Trump than we do under you or Obama, for that matter. Right? There are some single moms that will be offended by, you know, guys like Brewer and myself and others talking about family strength. Look, I grew up with a single mom for years. Nobody's pounding on single moms. If you think about something, what is the best, and I'm telling you, I've talked to social workers, I've talked to child psychologists, the best structure for a child is a loving home with the two biological parents in the house, okay, in a loving environment. That is the best scenario. Everything other than that is less than the best. Look at, I don't care, you know, two men, two women, let me tell you what, all right, it doesn't help the child, and I'll tell you why. Because males bring something to the table that females don't. Females bring something to the table that males don't. This is where the kids pick up a well-rounded character. Because they get it put there. We are not exactly the same. I hate to tell you, some of you people, that, but we are not exactly the same. We don't bring the exact same things to the table. We don't instill the same things in our children. Okay? I know many moms are fearless. So when I say dad, you know, dads in most cases teach kids how to take chances, take risks, that kind of thing. Right? Dad is the natural, I guess, strength in that area. And this isn't just me talking off the top of my head. These are real numbers. These are real studies that have gone on. Moms are the ones that teach the kids about, you know, empathy and sympathy and nurturing and that kind of stuff. Which every boy needs. Yes, every girl and every boy needs. There's studies show that when girls grow up in a house where there's only a dad, they've got a separate set of issues. If they grow up in a house where there's only a woman, they have another set of issues. So it's not a matter of us not wanting everybody to get along or what have you. It's a matter of what the reality of the moment is. What does science say? What does studies say? Anyway. So single moms shouldn't be offended by this. Single dads shouldn't be offended by it. Why are we only going to single moms here? This is a perfect example. Right? Because every single parent is a mom, right? Not true. Now that one there, dads have been taking a beating on that for years, and they shouldn't. Because there's plenty of single dads out there doing a great job trying to raise their kids. And they're not, you know, frankly, a lot of them in today's world, right, they're not prepared for it. They don't know what to do. I see more and more young couples where the woman is doing everything. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the woman is doing everything. You know, the guy is left to make some of the money and do lawn care. I don't know. So, if you're a single parent, this is not to put you down. We're talking about the best scenario. You know, more and more people, I don't know what I heard as of late. I think the last time we did the story, it was somewhere in the low 40s percentile of people dating or people living together. Don't really see a need for marriage. Which is really funny because, you know, the whole marriage thing is more than just being religious. It's more than just a psychological bond. It's a physical bond. It's not easy just to walk away, although that should never be the issue. You know, it's funny because I've talked to people about this before. It's not the piece of paper, the wedding ring, that makes Tammy and I married. It's our commitment to each other. That's what keeps us married. So in the verbiage that the paper or the ring doesn't mean anything is mostly true. It's not the paper that keeps you married. It's not the ring that keeps you married. It's your commitment. It's your word to each other. But when you put your name on that piece of paper, you make that commitment in front of God and others, witnesses, it means more. But actually, frankly, and honestly, we've brought up a generation where your word is no longer your bond. And that's sad. That's the biggest sad part of it. Look, things happen and things come up. You know, I get that. But if the norm is it's no big deal, we're not married, we can just walk away, that's not the mindset to have. Right? That easy. Anyway, Brewer goes on to say, look, I'm not attacking the single moms. I'm sure some of them be offended, but it's not about you. It's about the fact that you were one of the few who are able to raise your children properly. Doesn't take away from all those. You know, my mom allowed the family to be involved, too. My dad was not involved in my life for a block of years. But she wasn't one of those mothers that said, oh, you're not going to yell at my kid. You're not going to tell my kid what's right or wrong. She relied on the help of the family to make things happen. A lot don't do that. Do you know that there's over 20 million, yeah, write it down, there's over 20 million fatherless kids in our nation today. Let that sink in for a second. I mean, shouldn't we be even a little embarrassed about that? Or is that just the way of the world now? We're just going to have to deal with it. No, really, I'm asking. Because to me, that makes no sense. We should be looking at that like we look at our kids in school and see how they're failing or where they're missing things and not look at bringing down curriculum so they can more or easily fit in or get by, but looking how we do something to bring the kids up, to lift them up, to make them... Kids don't feel better about themselves because they passed a test that they couldn't pass a year ago because you made it dumber. That doesn't make them feel good. It's temporary, if anything. So, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Be engaged. Really that simple. Kenosha Park Commissioner to consider request for a memorial honoring Anthony Huber in the Rittenhouse shooting. Remember Anthony Huber? I mean, look at what they've done. Look at who has now become the honored. They'll say the victims. Was he really a victim? I mean, if you listen to the court system, no, he wasn't. Now, the Hollywood types won't agree with that, won't accept it. A Kenosha Parks commissioner is slated to vote Monday night on the request to place a tree and plaque in the city park to commemorate Anthony Huber, one of the two men Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot in 2020. The application, which was filled out April 5th by someone claiming to be Huber's girlfriend, Hannah Giddings, requested a memorial maker be placed in Huber's memorial at the Flowering Dogwood in the local park. Now, you look at this and you go, all right, so he was there for all the wrong reasons. He called for killing people. No question about it. He doesn't deny it. And yet, we're going to put up a plaque to honor him. My God, so what's next? A plaque for Charlie Manson? No, really, what's next? Son of Sam? What's next? Kenosha Director of Public Works, Shelley Billingsley, he confirmed to the news source that the application had been submitted to her department. It falls under the jurisdiction of Parks and the Parks Commission. If approved, the memorial tree markers and then paid by the donor. When Fox News contacted the number Giddings listed in the application, she said she did not think it was a reasonable to expect her to offer comment without first knowing Fox's angle. Well, the angle is to simply know what you're looking for. What makes him the hero? Or what makes you think that he's a hero? Or that he gave his life for a greater cause? According to the agenda, the five-person Parks Commission is scheduled to convene on Monday. And the application will be approved if three aldermen vote in favor of it. It should not happen. You should not be setting a precedent like this. Seriously. A news source reached out to the five aldermen of the Kenosha Park Commission, but none responded. Moments after Rittenhouse shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum during the unrest in Kenosha, Huber seen on video chasing Rittenhouse and swinging a skateboard at him. Rittenhouse was then shot. Huber was then shot. You know what? You get involved in that stuff, and you just never know what's going to happen. Okay, don't go far, people. We come back. We're going to talk about Obama and white supremacy and what drugs he might be actually taking. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.